Hello, it's the 24th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Latest data from the Office for National Statistics shows Bedfordshire Police recorded over 400 child sex abuse crimes in the last year. These figures are up by 38% over the last year, which saw 290 cases recorded. The head of police at the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, Anna Edmondson, said, "We know the risks of young people experiencing certain times of sexual abuse, particularly within the home and online, have increased since the pandemic began, and the government's Tackling Child Sex Abuse strategy is an important first step in protecting and supporting children." The countryside charity CPRE Bedfordshire says the official preferred route for the upcoming east-west rail link between Bedford and Cambridge needs changing. It says this will mean a major freight route will go through Bedford town centre. If you want to petition against this route, check the show note for a link. An online conference called Exploitation Through the Lens of Parents will be held on Thursday, the 25th of February. One of the keynote speakers is the mother of a Bedfordshire teenager who was stabbed to death in 2018. She'll talk about her experience and ways other parents can prevent children getting involved in knife crime. The conference is run by Bedfordshire Violence and Exploitation Reduction Unit, which aims to work with young people across Bedfordshire. Centre Parks has announced the reopening of the Woburn Forest Resort in Bedford, just in time for summer staycation. The resort is taking bookings from the 12th of April. That's it, all done for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.